Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to yet another special edition of Ask Pat, where I'm actually not going to be taking the spotlight here. It's actually Matt, my COO. So yes, this is Ask Matt. Matt Gartland, the COO and CFO of SPI Media. He's my right-hand man. He helps get things done, and he is awesome. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he's here to serve you, especially during this time. We have a question coming in from Jay, who sent in a question to Matt specifically, and I'm really excited to have Matt's answer. So you'll hear in just a minute Jay with his question, followed by Matt and his response. And why are we doing this? Because we're stepping up to share as many resources as we can from all the amazing people here on Team SPI to help serve you during this time of crisis. We have a lot of special stuff available for you right now that is free and there to serve you during this time of crisis. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/toolkit, you'll see some information, including what to do if you get laid off, work from home tips, free courses, free books, all kinds of things. smartpassiveincome.com/toolkit. And this question specifically is for Matt. His superpowers include Excel, more than anything, really. But more than that, it's definitely business management, business operations, finances, cash flow, those types of things. And so he's just absolutely integral to what I do now, especially as we continue to grow and serve more and more people. And I'm excited to spotlight Matt more here. The last couple episodes were from Matt as well. So Ask Matt. Also, fun fact, he was born on the same day and the same year as me, which is kind of crazy. So anyway, I'll stop talking. Here comes Jay's question, followed by Matt's answer. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. This is Jay from Jay Sell the Recipe blog. I'm a big fan of your blog and podcast. It literally changed my life when I started listening to it 4 years ago. So thank you for that. This question is for Matt, however. I'm in the health and fitness niche, weight loss more specifically, and I use Pinterest only for my traffic source. But my question is this. How is this quarantine situation going to impact our affiliate sales or any sales exactly? Are people going to buy more stuff because they're staying at home and have more time to read or learn new stuff that they had been postponing? Or are they going to, you know, not make too many purchases anymore because they're not going to work and it's, you know, a time of uncertainty, so they don't know until when they're not going to work, and so they should maybe save up their money for more important things, and maybe, I don't know, maybe like a weight loss course is not as important. So yeah, I'd appreciate it if you could shed a little light on this whole situation and its effect on people's incentive to buy. And yeah, thank you for all the amazing stuff that you guys put out. Very useful stuff. Thank you.
Hey, Jay, fantastic question about the health and fitness industry, how consumer habits might be changing concerning buying things online with your regular products, potentially affiliate products you might be promoting. So thanks for calling in and leaving the message. It's really important right now because I definitely believe, as does Pat and a lot of us that lead online businesses, see and feel and are observing changes to people's buying patterns and buying habits. I think first and foremost that the health and fitness industry actually is a really interesting one right now because people are largely self-quarantining across the country here in the United States and around the world and need various forms of help to understand how to remain active, remain healthy now within an isolated and constrictive environment. I know that for myself, it is challenging. I am a big health enthusiast. I love to go to the gym. I'm a big strength training guy, a lot of functional fitness, and I don't have access to that right now. My gym is closed, as it should be, and I'm at home. I love bodyweight exercises, so I know kind of the bare bones of what to do, but I would love to look to someone like you and others that are experts in the health and fitness industry for tips and tricks and workout programs that I can do at home with a minimal amount of equipment or some lightweight stuff that I might have lying around the house or, I don't know, some lightweight gear I could maybe buy that's inexpensive off of Amazon and still be able to receive that and kind of build a home workout routine. And, you know, that's on the fitness side. I would say the same goes with nutrition. A lot of us, or at least myself, I'll say, you know, we do fancy restaurants. Restaurants closed like crazy right now. Some places still able to do, you know, takeout orders and whatnot. So, but overall, at large, you know, people's eating habits, you know, are changing too. So what potential meals, you know, healthy meals might be advisable, particularly in your niche in particular, you know, the weight loss side of the health and fitness industry, you know, what meals and snacks and other, again, strategies and tactics could you recommend to people that are now forced to eat in a very different sort of way? Because again, probably normal patterns have been disrupted. So at large, even though I know it's uncomfortable and a lot of us, all of us, myself, Pat, the whole team here at SPI, you know, we're reacting to a lot like everybody else. And we're looking for silver linings. We're trying to find, you know, the optimism still in very difficult times. And, you know, how can we make something of this? So I think for you, my friend Steve, who runs nerdfitness.com and other folks in the health and fitness industry at large, I think there's a lot of opportunity. And I think if you can lean into that, especially through your Pinterest outlet and post some new stuff there for free that can attract people to you by way of really adding free value, new ideas, again, around some day-to-day recipes, some at-home workout routines and whatnot, I think we'd actually go a long way. Ultimately, it comes down to, you know, a lot of uncertainty still, you know, on the home front, especially even within families. I have a young family. I have a 12-month-year-old daughter. A lot of my friends have also young families. So that only kind of ups the ante, so to speak, in terms of the complexity and the amount of confusion for us parents around still how to stay active and stay healthy at home. We'd love to lean on people like you to help us. So that gets into, you know, spending patterns and habits, and maybe not even spending in terms of dollars, but just thinking about consumption and consumption patterns. I think high ticket items are certainly going to, you know, suffer some, if not a lot, of sort of withdrawal in terms of people's interest or ability to make those purchases right now because people are hoarding cash. People are very cash conscious and rightfully so. So anything that would really be discretionary, things that are non-essential, anything that's super high ticket, you know, high dollar value is probably on the chopping block for right now and probably postponed for the future. So if you have a really highly priced information product or, you know, coaching program or something like that, even if it is super great value at that price point in normal circumstances, we're just not in those circumstances. So yeah, you might be feeling some attrition there in terms of sales. And even on the affiliate side also, if you're recommending an affiliate product that's high ticket, you're probably going to experience, you know, some attrition there as well. The affiliate stuff is particularly challenging because it's not your own, right? So it's hard, I think, to be able to adjust obviously, the positioning of that product, it's not yours really to adjust. You can't change the price probably. If you are a high-performing affiliate for that product, however, you probably have a decent relationship and a direct relationship with the creator of that product, you could then conceivably reach out to that creator, strike up a conversation around maybe a discount or a special bonus promo, something right now, you know, for folks that might reduce the price or add value into that price. And that could be a way to still galvanize some sales. But it is certainly within context of having to do something different. If you didn't do anything different, I think you would indeed have to expect, again, sort of a drop in sales and potentially a big one. Overall, given the current that we're kind of swimming in right now, is to in fact swim with the current. You know, don't try to swim against the current. So I think right now cheaper products are going to perform better, as at least directly compared to more expensive ones. I think kind of smaller products that require less time to understand, less time to really put into play, especially again in the health and fitness industry, something that I could read and learn a new workout routine and do, you know, right now or in the next hour versus something I might have to really mentally process and try to do tomorrow. Smaller, more bite-sized things are going to, I think, do better right now. And certainly things that are free. So if you could add free value and teach some new methods while at home, potentially with kids in the house, that can keep me active, keep me mentally sane, and keep me healthy by way of food and other things I'm putting in my body, I think those are all really good things. You could give some of that away for free, put it out on your social channels. Pinterest is great for the visual medium. So I think that's great that you're doing that already, and use some new attention that you might be able to garner, you know, through some quality, new free material, new content that you're putting out there to drive back to your website and either promote an existing product that you might be potentially putting on discount right now, because again, anything that's maybe higher ticket, it's not going to perform as well. Or you're doing some interesting co-marketing, maybe with some other people in your industry, or just getting kind of creative, hopefully. And I think, you know, these challenging times, you know, really require a certain amount of ingenuity right now by way of the marketing and the product positioning. So I hope this helps. I hope this gives you some thoughts that you can really kind of chew into and get your gears turning on how to help people right now, because that's the main thrust for everything. At least we feel that way here at SPI, and I know you know that from Pat. So yeah, help people where they're at, support their consuming patterns, their consumption patterns right now. You know, in time, things will normalize. They will come back. You know, people's discretionary spending will return. It's low right now. So just go with that flow, swim with that current, make the best of what you can right now. And we're here for you. So if you have another question, comment, leave another voicemail. I'll answer it, or Pat will answer it, depending on, you know, who you kind of angle it toward and how we can best help you. So thanks again for being here. Thank you for the question and good luck.
Thank you for the awesome answer, Matt. Thank you for the question, Jay. Appreciate the kind words there as well about how SPI and how I've helped you out. And just keep going. And good luck, like Matt said. Thank you all for listening, and I appreciate you. This is the last of Ask Matt's in this burst of Matt's episodes, but I guarantee he'll be back. And actually, if you have questions for me and or Matt and you want to direct them toward one of us, you can actually get featured here on the show, and we could potentially even have a conversation together and get some coaching too at the same time. So if you want to do that, go to askpat.com and you'll see a link or a button there to fill out an application to tell us a little bit about what you're going through right now, what we can help you with, and I might reach out to you and we can make it happen. So askpat.com is where you want to go for that. Thank you again to Matt and to Jay and for you to listening all the way through. Make sure you hit subscribe. We got a lot of stuff coming your way. We're going to go back to our normally scheduled programming next week. But until then, just keep up the great work and keep your head up. These are crazy times, like I said, but we here at Team SPI, we're here to serve you. So one more time, if you want to go to that link that has all those great resources and more, just go to smartpassiveincome.com/toolkit. That's what I'd recommend you check out right now. A lot of free stuff there to help you along the way. Cheers. Thanks so much. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.